on KOKK.
3 seconds. 2 seconds. There's a greatest hit. Oh, my God. It went in. Eight Foley ties us at the buzzer.
Left wing Weeding open for that three again, and again it's good. Weeding with her third three.
Check, check, Dakota check. Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
3-2-1, and it is official. The Wolsey Westington Warbirds have won the 9B football championship.
Tonight's action is brought to you by our first team sports backers.
That's right, and thanks so much to our area sports backers, including Shooters and Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Burns Westington, Chris Russell Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. The South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us the reading of the officials. Gary's L. Auto Glass will bring us our post-game report, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us any in-game scoreboard updates. Remember, our game of the night over on Tiger. The Huron Tigers at the Pier Governors, and we'll have regular updates there courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care. We're here in Hitchcock tonight. Hitchcock Tulare sponsors include Stretch's Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot, and we see a couple of teams here tonight in Hitchcock on the same trajectory. Welcome, Matt Watson, live on 1210 AM KOKK, and also live on the internet. If you go to YouTube, you can search Huron SD Area Sports, and you will find our video feed. Actually, my son is our videographer, so he's shooting the game right now. You can check it out online there at YouTube. It's got this audio, pretty cool setup. Or, of course, you go to HuronRadio.com and get into it that way. Listen to the player there. Or, of course, the old school 1210 AM KOKK. So welcome to Hitchcock tonight. As I mentioned, kind of two teams on the same trajectory here. Hitchcock Tulare at 4-2, DeSmet at 5-1. But both teams, they took their lumps sort of early in the season, and they've gotten better from them and have gotten better every week, have improved every week. We'll talk to Tom Salmon about that. But first, we'll take a short time out, and we'll come back and talk to Brendan Pitts. Brendan is the head coach of the DeSmet Bulldogs, and boy, DeSmet at 5-1 on the year. The one loss was a tight one, so we'll talk a little bit about the season, and it kind of feels like maybe they could definitely be 6-0. You know, they had opportunities late in that solo loss, and we'll let Coach Pitts tell that story. We'll also, again, talk to Coach Tom Salmon, not only about the game here tonight, but about the group of seniors that he's got here coming off a state championship last year, trying to build on that, and took a couple of lumps early, but again, have battled back and have learned something from each of those losses and have gotten better every week. And we'll see who got the better of it tonight, as again, a DeSmet team coming in at 5-1. Hitchcock Tulare hosting at 4-2. So let's send it back to the studios here for a short timeout. When we return, we'll talk to Brendan Pitts. He is the head coach of the DeSmet Bulldogs. We're live from Hitchcock tonight. Patriot football coming up on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Salute in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks,
so that
and great
be
time.
Like
Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close,
so
with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooters' famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518. Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the pregame show on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, live from Hitchcock tonight as Hitchcock Tulare hosts the Bulldogs of DeSmet. We'll talk to Coach Salmon here in a few minutes. Right now we sit down with DeSmet's head man, Brendan Pitts. And Brendan, thanks for joining us here, taking a look. Well, first of all, congratulations. You guys come in tonight at 5-1. I don't know what the goals were at the beginning of the year, but I got to believe you're pretty close to them.
Yeah, you know, we talked earlier on in the year, and we just made it our goal to get better, you know, every week and be playing our best football come postseason.
Last couple of weeks, you've really been running 56-6. Last week, 57-6 the week before. I wanted to key in on that Woolsey-Westington game, though, right now. That was win 4. You beat them 14-6. Throw out a little something. Tell me a little bit about that game, Coach.
Yeah, that was definitely a defensive battle, that game. We played really, really well. You know, they put together some good drives against us, and we came up with some stops when we needed to. They're a very good football team. They play a very tough schedule, too. So that was a huge win for us, yes.
Coach, I want to go back, too, to week 2. The only loss on the season was Stanley County. Looks like that one was on the road. You fell to them 38-30. Coach, tell me a little bit about that game.
Yeah, you know, Stanley County, they're a very improved team. They're a good team. They're a physical team. They got some speed. You know, we felt we made some mistakes in that game that, you know, if we were to play them again, which I know doesn't work like that we could maybe correct. But once again, a very good football team. I think comparing now to then, we are a much improved football team as well. But sometimes you have those losses that, they happen as part of the game. And, we tried to learn from it and move on.
Coach, tell me a little bit about your team. Who has kind of led you out there? Who's your field general, if you will?
Well, you know, that's the thing is we have a lot of seniors that contribute a lot to our team. You know, we have a lot of skill players that on any given night can kind of lead us. Our quarterback, Britt Carlson, he's had a great year for us. He throws the ball really well. He can also run the ball. So we got some good receivers. We can mix at receiver and throw back at running back. Caden Fast, he's done a lot for us, not only from running back and wide receiver position, but on special teams. He's had some punt returns for us and some kick returns for us this year. Tom Onbaugh and Trace Van Rigamorter, they've each contributed a lot to it for us as well. So that's the nice thing is we got a lot of kids with a lot of experience that can make plays for us.
Coach, it's getting to that time of year where guys are, you know, maybe dinged up a little. They're dealing with some lingering injuries. Anything, you got anything like that going on?
Yeah, you know, that's, I think every team this time of year has some injuries and some, you know, some kids that a bye week is helpful for. But yeah, we're just like every other team. We're just trying to stay as healthy as we can, and hopefully we have, you know, as many kids as possible come postseason.
Coach, taking a look at your opponent here tonight, Hitchcock Tulare, obviously last year, a lot of success. This year, had a little bit of a rough time early. Of course, they played a very good Faulkton team. Their other loss was to a very good Avon team. Looks like you got a pretty good Hitchcock Tulare team here tonight.
Yeah, you know, they've played some very tough teams. Obviously, winning a state championship last year, they know what it takes to get better throughout the season and to be playing well, you know, come the end of the football season. Definitely noticed some improvements. You know, they keep getting better throughout the year as well. And you mentioned the Faulkton game. That was their second game of the year. And Faulkton, like you said, is a very, very good football team. Avon, too. You know, they're one of the top teams in 9B, and that was a very close game for them that they lost. And, you know, that was on the road. They had a bus ride to get them there, and that probably didn't help either. So, yeah, they put up a lot of points, and they got some very good players to go with their team.
Well, back to your schedule for a minute, Coach. They sure didn't make it easy closing out the year. You got a 4-2 Hitchcock Tulare team here tonight. Next week, you close out against a 5-1, or they're 5-1 right now, Elkton Lake Benton. The schedule makers didn't make it very easy to close out the year.
No, you know, we've played some of the top opponents kind of in all classes throughout the year. And going in, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. But, you know, we just hope that the tough schedule, you know, really gets us prepared for what we want to accomplish in the postseason.
Real good, Coach. Well, thanks so much for joining us here. Good luck in the game, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Brandon Pitts there, head coach of the DeSmet Bulldogs. Let's send it back to the studios here. We will return with Tom Solomon, head coach for Hitchcock Tulare. We got a 7 o'clock kickoff planned. It's DeSmet at Hitchcock Tulare. High school football on KOKK.
The customer appreciation sale at Slumberland Furniture in Huron has been extended. The sale has been extended through Monday, October 9th, so you still have time to save till Monday, October 9th. We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. Rich, tell us all the details.
This is a pretty exciting one for us. This one is very, very time sensitive, but these will be the biggest discounts of the year. Up to 65% off of list prices. We have an extra 10% off all clearance. We've got a great custom dining program that normally doesn't have any discounts. We have an extra 25% off that. And in addition to all those savings, we can still combine that with the no interest for 36 months. Tremendous low prices, great specials from all of our vendors. This is one of those events where they step up with extra discounts, extra specials, and again, we can combine all that with no interest for 36 months. For the customer appreciation sale here, 65% off list prices.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Matt Watson back on 1210 KOKK, live from Hitchcock tonight as Hitchcock Tulare hosts DeSmet. We talked to Coach Pitts there. We'll right now sit down with Tom Solomon, head coach for the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. And, of course, Tom, thanks for taking the time to join us here. I want to go back to the last time we saw you. That was that Waverly South Shore game. It started off fairly even. You guys had a big second quarter, and then from there on out, it was fairly even. But that explosion in the second quarter was definitely the difference.
Yeah, for sure. I felt we played pretty well there. They have a nice offensive attack when they use it properly, and it definitely got to us at times.
I see them at 2-5 right now. They didn't look like a 2-5 team.
No, I agree. They have good athletic guys and big guys. And so, yeah, I expect them to be better than they are.
So the next week you come out and take on Avon. You knew that would be a tough one. It was their homecoming, and it was a tight one, 32-28. Coach, take me through that Avon game a little bit.
You know, that was a battle. We knew it would be a battle, and we had our chances. And, of course, they had their chances. I mean, there were some penalties called that, you know, could go either way. And so it was just back and forth, and we ended up not being on top on that one.
Was it a late score for them, or were you guys kind of playing comeback late in the fourth, or how did it end?
Well, we came back for the most part and actually went ahead, and then they came back to score and go ahead again, and so it was back and forth, and then we still had, I don't know, 2 minutes or 3 minutes to score, and I just couldn't get it done.
So last week, though, you went out and picked up your fourth win, rolled over SBA 52-0, and that's just one of those games where, you know, it's firing.
Yeah, I mean, you need those games just to get yourself back on track and mentally and physically, and so it was good, and now we're ready to go for DeSmet.
Let's talk a little bit about DeSmet, Coach. You got a team coming in at 5-1. You've got some area comparisons there, I guess. You know, they beat Wolsey Wessington here not that long ago. What have you learned in scouting the DeSmet Bulldogs?
They're athletic. They got a lot of seniors, and they're all in those athletic positions, you know, the quarterback and receivers and running back. A line is I think, different than last year, so that will be, I guess, the test for them to see if their line can handle us, and I hope they don't, but they're a good team, so we'll have a handful here.
You know, another thing I was taking a look at, Coach, here is your group of seniors. And I realize here this season is not over. DeSmet here is game seven. You got a game next week. There are definitely some playoff hopes. But I just want to talk a little bit about this group. You don't necessarily have to go through every kid, but just the group. Because, you know, this is that last push. And assuming you played ball, you remember that senior year. And about halfway through, you kind of started thinking, wow, this is really that last run. And you got a really good group of seniors here.
Yeah, we do, and it will it will be a fun last run here. I think we have a great potential. I still don't stand on the Falcon game as being anything worthwhile for us. A lot of people stand on that as okay, Falcon's got it, but I think we can compete with them if we see them again, and we hope that we do. You know, Jackson Mader's leading us real well on the line, and so we're going to miss him. Of course, we miss all our seniors, but. Eric Salmon is running the ball and being a big-time tackler for us on the linebacker position. Brendan Knoll is doing a great job at both positions, too, on safety and quarterback. So we got a good group. And, Cameron Nutlich is holding his own there in safety, and Mason Cheddar on the outside for us on the linebacker. So we got a good group. Yeah, it's always hard to miss, you know, to see them go. But then again, we still got a handful of weeks left here, we expect, so. So it'll be fun to see how they finish up here.
Real good, Coach. Well, thanks so much for talking to us here. Good luck in the game tonight. And, you know, we'll be talking to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, man.
Tom Solomon there, head coach of the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. Right now, back to the studios. When we come back, we have officials. We'll have starting lineups, and we'll have kickoff. DeSmet at Hitchcock Tulare, a big one coming up on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Hitchcock, set for kickoff here. DeSmet will kick it away to Hitchcock Tulare to start this game. As always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Steve Van Heerd, Troy Johnson, Paul Schmig, Jeff Jorgensen, and Dan Runya. Again, Steve Van Heerd, Troy Johnson, Paul Schmig, Jeff Jorgensen, and Dan Runya, your officiating crew, the law on the ground here. Your officiating crew is always brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we are set for kickoff here as DeSmet will kick it away. White uni shirts, maroon pants, maroon numbers, gold outline, Hitchcock Tulare, the home blues, white numbers, red outlines. They'll kick it away right to left. We'll have, I think, maybe Fast, one of the return guys. Nope, just a deep guy on the kickoff. And he's going to take this right around the 5, back across the 10, the 15, 20. Got a block, 25. And somebody got a handful of jersey and drug him down at the 25-yard line. And a pretty nice return by Brendan Knoll. So Hitchcock Tulare offensively, Michael Nielsen the center, Jackson Maynard, Dalton Ratch in the guards. Ends Preston Whiff, Patrick Maynard. The wideouts, Peyton Chasingock, Blaze Binger. The quarterback is Brendan Knoll. The running back is Eric Salmon. Defensively, Grant Wilkinson, Tristan Olson, Britt Carlson, the front three for DeSmet. Linebackers, Trace Van Regenmorter, Slayton Wilkinson, and Gannon Gilligan. Caden Fast and Gannon Henrich are the cornerbacks, and Tom Einbaugh is a safety. Here's Knoll, left to right from the gun. Man in motion, right to left is Chasing Hawk. Salmon will get the first carry, slips at the line of scrimmage, and no gain to start this game. As again, Salmon just kind of lost his footing there. And it will go for a very short gain, I think it looks like. We're just going to have to call it second and 10 because it's awful close. Knoll will go again from the gun. Salmon, lone back, couple of receivers right, one receiver to the left. Knoll on a second and 10, their own 25. Handoff, Salmon trying to get outside, slips one tackle and out for a gain of a couple. That original tackler got a hold of him, wouldn't let him go. Britt Carlson, the opposing quarterback, also one of the defensive ends, able to slip over with Wilkinson there to make the stop. The gain here is around 3, and will set up a 3rd and 7. Hitchcock Tulare around their own 22, 23-yard line. Here's Knoll from the gun, low snap. He'll pick it up off the ground, tried to run it himself, and nothing there. Well, he did give it to Salmon, but nothing there for Salmon either. So it'll be 4th and around 7 or 8. And it appears that the Patriots probably going to punt to get this thing down the field a ways. As with a step or two, they'll kick it from around their own 20-yard line. Caden Fast on the return. He'll line up around his own 40 and a pretty decent kick here. And Fast is just going to let it bounce, and it bounced into the hands of Salmon. So they will down this at the 45 or just across it. And we will get a look at the DeSmet offense. DeSmet offensively, Sam Gigon the center, River Hornig, Grant Wilkinson the guards. Wideouts are Trace Van Regenmorter, Tom Einbaugh, and Caden Fast. Quarterback is Britt Carlson. We'll see Gannon Gilligan out of the backfield. We'll see Gannon Hendrich out of the backfield. Also see Slayton Wilkinson and Tristan Olson. Defensively for Hitchcock Tulare, Michael Nielsen, Dalton Ratch, and Jackson Maynard, your front three. Derek Johnson, Mason Cheddar, Eric Salmon, Blaze Binger, the linebackers, and the safeties, Brendan Knoll and Cameron Nutledge. So DeSmet, right to left, their first drive, 1st and 10, just across their own 45. They'll go with Carlson from the gun, trips right, and a lone back, I think, is Henrich, and they'll hand it off to the man coming across in a pretty decent run to start this game. Fast slips, 2 tackles, now 3, a stiff arm, and he's down the sideline. Inside the 15, he broke another tackle, and he's gone for the touchdown. 54 yards for number 24, and the first play from scrimmage for DeSmet will be a 54-yard Caden Fast touchdown run. It'll come with 9:59 to play in the first. 54-yard Caden Fast run, and now they will look for an extra point. And Fast now turns his duty over to Holder. The kick is up, it's blocked, and it'll be 6-0 DeSmet. Back to the studios for a minute. Bulldogs strike first, 6-0 Bulldogs. Back to Hitchcock in 60 seconds. 1 minute on KOKK.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, another nice kick return from basically the goal line, and another nice return out across the 20, the 25, and the 30. And Noel will set up the Patriots around their own 30-yard line. So DeSmet will strike first on a 54-yard Caden Fast run. The extra point, no good. Hitchcock Tulare, their second drive, will start at their own 30-yard line. Well, the Patriots, for the most part, the nine that I mentioned, will see a little bit of Nick Tollefson and Devin Enander as well, but asked Solomon about substitutions. He said, no, generally don't do much of that. I think that throws off the continuity of the game. Doesn't want to do that. Here is Solomon and a handoff. Actually, no, that was Chasing Hawk coming across, and the result will be about a 2-yard loss. Trying a little movement there as Chasing Hawk, the man in motion, gets the handoff, and the loss is 2. So they will go 2nd and 12 from around their own 27, 28-yard line. Noel will go from the gun, Solomon behind him. A receiver right, two receivers left on 2nd and 12. Solomon bounces it outside. Across, pass one tackler across the 40, and he will get a first down to the 44-yard line.
First down.
So 16 for Solomon and a fresh set of downs for Hitchcock Tulare. And after DeSmet starts with the 54-yard Caden Fast touchdown run, the Patriots needing to get a little something momentum-wise going, and a first down will definitely do the trick as they line up here on a first and 10, just shy of their own 45. Noel will take it himself. He'll follow Solomon, and they will pick up a yard or two.
Noel on the keeper for
2nd and around 8 or 8.5. And Hitchcock Tulare again trying to answer as the Bulldogs score, did not tack on the extra point. So 6-0 DeSmet at the moment as Brendan Noel from the gun. Solomon behind him. They'll go big on the line there. They'll send an end up there as Solomon will run it near side. And again, he busts loose. 50, 45, 40, and finally drug down after a 15-yard gain.
First and 10, Patriots.
So Solomon, a couple of big runs already. I got him down 5 carries, about 33 yards. And again, the hometown Patriots looking to get a little something back here. As DeSmet scores right away, 6-0 Bulldogs. DeSmet will get the ball after the break. They won the toss, deferred. Patriots took the football. Here's Noel from the gun on a first and 10. And again, they will run a little bit of motion. And Blaze Binger tackled after a gain of about a yard. Binger in motion from out at the wideout spot will come barreling across. Dives in the hole, picks up about a yard. 2nd and 9 from the DeSmet 39-yard line. Three receivers out to the left side. Preston Whiff lining up out there as a tight end. A receiver to the right side as well, and a fumble. It went off Noel's hands, and I think DeSmet is going to come up with this football, and the officials agree. So the bad snap and the fumble lost. And a turnover back to the Smet, and the Bulldogs will take over shy of midfield, their own 42. And, boy, this not starting out the way that Hitchcock Tulare envisioned it. And it's not only the Smet, that big 54-yard run after a three and out, but now a turnover, and the Bulldogs will get it back again. So DeSmet again officially on the night. One play, 54 yards and a score. One Caden Fast run. They'll line up now with three wide receivers to the right and Carlson from the gun on a first and 10, their own 42. Carlson, pass, right side, complete, Fast across midfield, upended and out of bounds around the 45. And I think we got a flag and this one's coming back. So the first accepted penalty will look to be a hold, and they will mark the Bulldogs off for 10, and it's going to be first and around 20. Well, I don't know if that flag could be any more on the line of scrimmage, or is that where they mark them off now from anyway? They'll mark off the 10, and first and 20 for the Bulldogs.
First and 20 for the Bulldogs.
Well, remember, scoreboards updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. I'm going to get you a Tiger update. They're out at Pier, and that is our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. So DeSmet here on a first and 20, back around their own 32. This time Carlson under center, I formation. And they will give it off to Gannon, and a short pickup here around a yard or two.
Pickup of 1, 2nd and 19.
And they'll write it down for a yard, so make it 2nd and 19. 6:40 to play opening quarter. DeSmet 6, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. Patriots a 3 and out on their first drive and a fumble lost on their second. DeSmet 1 drive, 54-yard touchdown run. And now after the penalty and a 1-yard run, now the Bulldogs a 2nd and 19. Around their own 33. Here's Carlson from the gun. Fires right side again. Complete to Fast. Cuts it back in to 40. Looking for a block. Didn't get one. In fact, the swarming Patriot defense coming in hot.
Is the receiver.
And will bring down Mr. Fast after a gain of around 8 to bring it to 3rd and 11.
Well,
line up here about their own 40. They need about the 48, in fact, almost exactly the 48 of the Patriots to convert here. And you never know for it. Maybe go for it territory. We're near the middle of the field. They got an early lead on the road, maybe feeling good. But, of course, Patriot D's got to stop them first. Here's Carlson from the gun. Two receivers left, one right. Henrich, lone man in the backfield on a third and about 12. Back to pass, Carlson off play action. Fires over the middle. He's got Fast, caught at the 30, 35. 35 inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. And 22-32. Pick up about 34. Carlson to Fast. And that will put DeSmet into Patriot territory. First and 10 at the Patriot 28-yard line. Midway point in the opening quarter. In fact, down to 5:15 left in the first. And DeSmet leading 6-0 and threatening to tack on another here after another big play by Caden Fast. And boy, Fast has been a part of every offensive play to this time. And Carlson going to change that up as he calls his own number and will dive ahead to the 25.
Carlson on the keeper.
Of course, Carlson, one of the few quarterbacks that you will see also play defensive end. 6'3", 175. Carlson, a pretty big kid. Anyway, but again, you don't see a lot of quarterbacks playing the defensive line on the other side of the football, but that is the case for Carlson. Carlson muscles it ahead there for around 3, and it'll be 2nd and 7 at the Patriot 25-yard line. Bulldogs a 6-0 lead, try to convert another here and go up a couple. Motion man left to right. They'll fake the handoff. They'll give it to Henrich. Henrich dances back in and a flag on the play as Henrich is inside the 20 and he's to the first down marker, but I think this one's coming back too. I think we probably got another hold and that's what we got. So DeSmet, second accepted penalty, two penalties, 20 yards against the visiting Bulldogs tonight, and they will mark this one off from the 35-yard line, so that's going to make it second and around 16 or 17 as they need down to around the 19. Clock at 4:16 left opening quarter. 6-0 Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs for the second time tonight have backed themselves up 10 on the hold, and now second and around 16. Carlson from the gun, two wide right, one left, and Henrich's lone man in the backfield. They'll fake the handoff and passes left side, open inside the 20 and down to the 15. The pass is complete to Tom Onbaugh.
Brings up first down for the Bulldogs.
So Onbaugh here to the 20, or excuse me, the 15-yard line.
Ball is marked at the Patriot 15.
So 20, the pass and catch, Carlson to Onbaugh. First and 10, Carlson, or first and 10 Bulldogs here, right around the 15 of the Patriots. Here's Carlson up and under center, high formation behind him, Henrich the deep man. They'll give the handoff to the first guy through, Gannon Gilligan.
Handoff to Gilligan.
Not much for Gilligan there. I think that's going to go down as a no gainer. This meant four rushing plays, four different rushers. Three completed passes on three attempts, two different receivers. This just meant firing early, lead 6-0, 3:11 to play first quarter. Now looking at a second and 10. After the no-gainer by Gilligan. Gilligan this time a receiver to the left along with Onbaugh and Fast. It'll be Carlson from the gun with Henrich to his left on a second and 10 from the Patriot 15. Carlson with the option. He's going to keep it himself. Drugged out at the 15. Nice tackle by Hitchcock Tulare, and I think that was Salmon.
Very short gain brings up third down.
Picks up maybe a yard or so. And again, a nice tackle there. Pretty sure that was Salmon on the stop. As I know Derek Johnson out there has got a five on the uni, too. Could have been him also. Well, as long as we're talking about it, it possibly could be Ratchin, too. He's got a five. Third and nine. This meant from the Hitchcock Tulare, about the 14. Carlson from the gun on the third down try. Two receivers left, one right. Carlson back to pass. Chased out. Launches, and it's complete near the end zone. Tackled, though, around the three.
Five, Onbaugh.
So the pass to Onbaugh.
And for the first down for the Bulldogs.
Is good for around 11. And that will set up the Bulldogs in the red zone.
First and goal from the two for Smith.
So the Bulldogs threatening to go up two scores, a 6-0 lead on the first play from scrimmage. Made them work a little more here. It's now a first and goal at the two. Carlson under center. Receiver left, receiver right. Couple of backs. Carlson will run it in himself.
Quarterback keeper results in
so this one will come.
Touchdown Bulldogs.
With a minute 23 to play in the first. Be a 2-yard Britt Carlson run. And now the Bulldogs will look for two as they missed that opening touchdown extra point. So they'll try to make it 14. Here's Carlson from the gun with Henrich to his right. Carlson to pass, wings it out right side, looking for a corner pattern, and it's good for two. I think that was Fast again. Minute 23 to play opening quarter, 14-0 Bulldogs. We're back to Hitchcock in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Hitchcock here as DeSmet again set to kick off after DeSmet scores for the second time tonight. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Woonsocket and West Cedar Springs, Sanborn Central leading Lee Deadwood 20 to nothing. 7 minutes to play in the second of that one, and here DeSmet leading 14 nothing, and they will kick it down the sideline, and it will be downed around the 26. Nutlich, a short return as, again, the kick was a little bit shorter than they expected, as the DeSmet had been booming it here to that point. So DeSmet sets up defensively here, now a 14-0 lead. Patriots will go from their own 26. It'll be Noel from the gun, Solomon next to him, couple of receivers left and one right. The handoff is to a man outside. It's Patrick Maynard, and Maynard's got a little room, 10 and 15 Patrick yards Maynard. For Patrick Maynard, and that's exactly what it'll be, 15 yards.
Gain of 14 for Hitchcock-Tulare.
And more importantly, again, a little bit of crowd noise, a little bit of momentum there, a little bit of something positive as DeSmet has jumped out to that early lead. Patriots looking to answer here with a minute left in the opening quarter. 14-0 Bulldogs as Noel back to the line. Solomon behind him. They'll go double end, go jumbo on the line and one wide each side. Motion man left to right, and the handoff is Solomon. Solomon left side runs into that first wave and pushes the line ahead for a yard or maybe two.
The second and eight for the Patriots.
And that'll set them up on a second and closer to eight as we probably reach the final play of the opening quarter here. 14-0 Bulldogs. Hitchcock-Tulare on a second and around eight around their own 43. Back to pass for the first time tonight is Noel. Noel, pass ahead for Solomon. The pass is complete. Solomon was actually going to be down for about a 5-yard loss, but he ended up jumping ahead and turning it into a no gainer, and that will be the final play of the opening quarter here. We'll have a third and seven when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
First quarter.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on Lori and Kylie, offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoos, styles for the whole family. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR to get an appointment with Lori. Call 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. They do accept walk-ins at the Mira Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mira Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard updates. And first play of the quarter, or first play of quarter number two, will be a run for Salmon to the near side, and he will pick up maybe a yard, and now they're going to be faced with a fourth down. Scores, Pierre leading Huron 7-0, start of quarter number two. Wolsey Westington leading Britton Hecla 12-0, 5 minutes to play in the first. Woonsocket and Westington Springs Sanborn Central has extended their lead over Lee Deadwood to 27-0. And that's the area teams in action at the moment, or the scores that have been reported. It's brought to you by the Mirror, and Hitchcock Tuller going for it. Fourth and eight around their own 46. They'll hand it off. No, a pass outside. And Maynard going to get tackled for a loss on the fourth down attempt.
Pass complete to Patrick Maynard. Dropped for a loss. Turnover on Dom.
It'll be a loss of
first and 10 to Smith.
About five or four, rather.
And from the Patriot, 38-yard line.
Unfortunately, it will turn it over on downs for the hometown Patriots. So DeSmet now a 14-0 lead. Second quarter just underway, and now they'll get it back on the short field. They'll set up first and 10 at the Patriot 39 after the gamble by the Patriots. So Brick Carlson brings them back to the line. Carlson will go from the gun. Henrich to his left. Two receivers left, one right. Run an end on that right-hand side as well. Carlson from the gun on a first and 10. Pitch outside. Henrich trying to get the corner. Stiff arm at the 35 and drug down after a gain of around four.
Henrich brings the ball.
And there's a flag on the play, and we'll see. Is this another hold? It is. So a third hold on DeSmet here in this first half will erase a four-yard run by Henrich, and will set up a first and long. The spot was out ahead the line of scrimmage, so they'll actually end up giving up about 6 yards on this play, and will be a first and 16 from the Patriot 45-yard line. Carlson again from the gun, Henrich again the lone back. Two receivers right, one left on a first and 16. From the Patriot 45-yard line, Carlson fakes the handoff, right side, wings it out. Pass is complete, fast, about the 38.
Plays bigger on the tackle. Pass is complete to Fast.
Fast will pick up about eight, set up around a second and eight.
From the 37.
Fast, three catches, 50 yards on the night. On by two catches, 31. I've got Carlson down 5 out of 5 for about 80 yards. 10:15 to play here in the first half from Hitchcock. DeSmet, second and eight, Patriot 37. Carlson going to take it himself. Cuts back in. Stiff arms a would-be tackler inside the 35. Spins off another, and he's down just inside the 30. They needed about 8.5, and he got about 8 of them. I think they're going to be just short, but you know, that'll be the case. It's going to be third, and it looks like under a yard for the Bulldogs. DeSmet on the road here, leading 14-0. 9:42 left in the first half. Remember, halftime, we'll dig into that scoreboard a little more. Tigers were trailing at last check 7-0 at Pierre. That is our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Jeff Duffy with the call on that one. Bulldogs here on a third and less than one, just inside the Patriot 30. Carlson under center will take it himself. The first down and a few more, but did somebody jump? No, a timeout. I think they called it before the play, too, so they'll have to come back and do it again after we take a quick break. We'll take 30 seconds. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Hitchcock here as we'll get a quick check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Let's see, some scores here tonight. I got Pierce starting the second quarter, still leading Huron 7-0. It's DeSmet 14, Hitchcock 2-0 nothing here in Hitchcock. Woolsey Westington 12-0 over Britton Heckle. 5 minutes to play in the first, and the Blackhawks of Woonsocket, Westington, Spring, Sanborn Central leading lead Deadwood 27-0. Tigers game of the night over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Well, Coach Pitts froze them out there. They had got the first down, but then they got a timeout called, so now he will have to do it again, and he does, as leaning into it is Britt Carlson. Needed about a yard, got about five of them.
Picks up the first down for the Bulldogs. First and 10.
So DeSmet now a first and 10 at the 23. And DeSmet already that 14-0 advantage here. Clock inside in 9 minutes to play in the first half of this one. So Carlson and company trying to score for a third time. 54-yard Caden Fast run, 2-yard Britt Carlson run. 1 2-point conversion successful, 1 extra point missed. Carlson again will run it himself. Deeks the first tackler and is down to about the 20 for a gain of around 3. So the first 4 running plays, they had 4 different backs run it, and on the last 5, it's all Britt Carlson. Carlson also perfect in the air. I got him 5 of 5 for around 80. We'll take a look at my unofficial stats at halftime. One we know is official. 14-0 DeSmet. 8 minutes to play first half here in Hitchcock. It'll be Carlson from the gun. Henrich to his left. 2 receivers left. 1 right. Second and around 6 from the Patriot 20. And a pass or a handoff right side. Henrich upended just inside the 20. Actually, he's down closer to the 15. He's going to pick up pretty close to 4 yards.
Gain of 2 brings up 3rd and 3 for the Bulldogs.
And call it a 3rd and 3. And they'll go from around the Patriot 16. So a chance here. This Patriot defense to get a big stop. And, of course, 4 down territory here, so you're going to have to do it twice. Here are the Bulldogs on a 3rd and 3 from the Patriot 16. Carlson from the gun. Little motion right to left. Henrich, lone man in the backfield. He'll get the carry left side. Bounces it back in. Shakes a tackle. Trying to get to the outside, but wrapped up and dropped. But not before he picks up the first down yardage as he's down to around the 11.
Picks up the Bulldogs' first down.
So the Bulldogs not only the first down there, but outside the 10. So they do have the opportunity, should they need it, to get another first down, although I think you'd have to be down really close to the goal line without scoring, I think, to convert this one. So DeSmet, 14-0, threatening here on a first and 10 from the Patriot 11. Carlson will go from the gun. Henrich with him, trips right, a receiver left as well. Here is Carlson going to run it behind those 3 receivers. And Carlson cuts it back in inside the 5. And inching, pushing. And is down shy of the goal line, down around the 3.
Once again, 13 keeps the ball. Picks up 6. Brings up 2nd and about 4.
Carlson, oh, they got him down for 6. All right. So DeSmet again on a 2nd and around 4 from about the 5-yard line. So again, still a chance to get a first down here, as if they can't punch this through before then. Here's Carlson, sets a man in motion right to left. That man will get the handoff. It's Fast. Fast trying to get that Fast to the outside, and does. Head down near the goal line, leaning in. I don't see any indication that he got the touchdown, but I'll bet you he got the first down. And it looks like Fast is slow to get up, and yep, they're going to go get a look at him. And again, I didn't see any indication for a touchdown, but I got to believe they got the first down as he is down around the one. And they'll now get a look at Mr. Fast here, and we'll send it back on a quick injury timeout. DeSmet 14, Hitchcock 2, Laird nothing. 5:34 to play first half. Injury timeout here on the field, and we'll come back with a check of the scoreboard. A quick 30-second break. Let's take 30 seconds on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back to Hitchcock here as they continue to look at the downed Bulldog on the far side of the end zone. I think it was Fast, the ball carrier. In fact, before I forget, I better write down in for about a 5-yard gain. As I think they converted it. They're going to get him up and off to the sideline here. He will walk under mostly his own power. Looks like he'll get an assist. As, yeah, he looks a little weak in the knees. We'll see if that was, in fact, a first down. I think it was. It'd be first and goal on the one, I guess. And so they let them take their time getting him off the field. Is that Fast? Is it? It is 24, Caden Fast. The injury, and they will get him off the field there, and we'll see if we see him back out here tonight. Again, he looked a little bit on the wobbly side. Tigers still trailing 7-0, 9 minutes to play in the second quarter of that game. 12-0 Warbirds leading Britton Hecla. 34-7 now, Woonsocket, Weston Springs, Sanborn Central over Lee Deadwood. 2 minutes to play in the half for the Blackhawks. A minute left in the first for that Warbird score. 5 minutes left in the second here. 9 minutes left in the second in that pier here on game. That is our game of the night. Over on Tiger 95, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. And Carlson trying to update our scoreboard here. But first, the flags fly. And it will be a false start against the Bulldogs. And that'll be 4 penalties, 35 yards tonight against the DeSmet Bulldogs. As I believe Hitchcock Tulair has yet to be called for a penalty. Setting up here after this, a second and goal from outside the 5. This play will go off with 5.5 to play here in the first half. 14-0 Bulldogs. Here's Carlson from the gun. The handoff, Henrich. Henrich looking for the outside. Got tripped up and dropped, and that'll be a loss of a few more.
Number one in the backfield.
Loss of a couple, and now third and goal from back around the 7-yard line as the Bulldogs moving it in the wrong direction. Had first and goal at the 1, took the penalty to a second and, or first and goal at the 6. Lose another yard or two here. Second and goal around the 7. Carlson again from the gun. Sets him in motion. Left to right. Onbaugh moving back in. Back to pass. Carlson looking fade. Left corner. Onbaugh. Touchdown.
Touchdown Bulldogs.
Onbaugh on the reception. So Carlson to Onbaugh from 7 and the score. And this one will come with with 4:45 to play here in the second. A 7-yard pass, Carlson to Ahrenbaugh. Carlson and the boys looking for a 2-point conversion. Carlson fades back, throws it to the near corner.
Extra point attempt is no good.
And it's no good. 4:45 to play first half from Hitchcock. DeSmet 20, Hitchcock 2, Lair nothing. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
The customer appreciation sale at Slumberland Furniture in Huron has been extended. The sale has been extended through Monday, October.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, another deep kick to Noel from the goal line. He will return it across the 10. The 15 spilled at the 20, and they will mark him down around the 21. Hitchcock Tulare Patriots with the football back. 4:38 to play here in the first half, and now DeSmet leading 20-0. And for the Patriots here, really needing to get something going on this drive, as they will give it up after the break. So at the very least, want to keep DeSmet from putting anything up again here in this first half, as Hitchcock Tulare trying to defend their home field. Three big plays from the Bulldogs, and 20-0. Here's Noel, first and 10. They'll go their own 21. Motion man left to right is fast. And here's a run up the middle, pickup of a few for
Solomon. Picks up five, brings second down.
Oh, they'll put him down for five.
For the Patriots.
So second and around five here is Hitchcock Tulare. Again, not really fighting the clock as you got 4 minutes to play until halftime, but still down 20-0. You kick off after the break, so really going to need a score here. Here's Noel from the gun. Solomon to his right, one wide each side. They go jumbo, double end on the line. Solomon on the reverse, and they sniffed it out. Coming through quickly to make the stop was Trace Van Regenmorter.
Reverse.
They gave it off to Solomon, and Solomon back around to Devin Enander. And Enander blown up in the backfield, and oh boy, way back in the backfield. The loss is around 10 yards. So now a third and around 14 or so. Patriots need to about the 31-yard line. They go on a third and long. Direct snap, Noel takes off running. Running, got a block across the 25 and got smacked at the 30. And boy, he's awful close to this first down marker here. He needed about 14, and it looks like he definitely got 13 and a half of them. And it looks like they'll set up for fourth and very short, and now they're going to bring out the chain gang. So they will measure this with 3:03 to play in the first half. DeSmet on top 20-0 here. And as I mentioned before, the Patriots, a lot of football left to play, but really needing to get something here as the Bulldogs have come out and scored three times. And they will be just short. So the Patriots will set up for fourth and inches here with about 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Remember, at halftime, we'll take a look at my unofficial statistics and pass along any scores on that Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. Get you all that and more here at halftime from Hitchcock. We got about 3:03 to play before that. Patriots here at home trailing 20-0. Now on a fourth and short around their own 30-yard line. They need about the 31, and they are just across the 30, so that tells you how close they are. About a football and a half. Patriots failed to convert the first time they went for it on fourth down. This one a little bit shorter, and Solomon will get it across to the 35. He will pick up four, and will move the chains for the Patriots.
First down, Patriots.
And Solomon, just that kind of back, not only this year, last year as well. You need a couple yards. Solomon will get you a couple yards. Picks up around five there. First and 10, their own 35. Now fighting the clock a little bit, down to 2:40 to play in the half. DeSmet 20-0. Noel the snap, pitches outside, and Solomon trying to get the corner and does across the 40. The 45, he spun around and tackled, but not before he'll move the chains for the Patriots. Gain here is around 11.
Carries for another Patriots first down.
That'll again move the chains, and we'll see if he got out of bounds on the far side. He did not, so they'll wind the clock. It's 2:20 and counting. Patriots still shy of midfield, their own 46. Noel from the gun will go with Solomon behind him. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Motion man now, left to right is Chasing Hawk. Hand off Solomon, and again sniffing it out is the DeSmet D. Solomon will lean into it for maybe a yard. Nope, looks like no gain.
Second and nine for the Patriots.
Well, I guess they give him part of a yard there. We'll write the young man down for a yard. He earned it. And DeSmet, though, wanting to see that clock keep a chugging. 1:45 to play in the half. Patriots second and nine, their own 46, 47-yard line as Noel will go from the gun with Solomon to his right. Two receivers right, one left. Well, actually, they go kind of jumbo out there with Maynard on the end. He'll block for Solomon, and Solomon follows him for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 16, 17. As Solomon picks up the first down and then some, and he'll move him into DeSmet territory.
As soon as the ball touches the ground, he calls his first.
They set the ball at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. Hitchcock Tulare trying to get one on the board before the break. 1:15 to play in the half. They trail 20-0. First and 10, Bulldog 38. Quick pass, right side complete. Chasing Hawk trying to dart it back inside. And he'll pick up around a yard, and the clock will wind.
Gain of a yard. Timeout.
And the Patriots will get a timeout with 1:06 to play in the half. We'll take one as well. We'll take a timeout of a minute. Back in 60 seconds on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Patriots off the timeout, second and around nine at the 38-yard line. Here's the pitch outside, and Solomon, and again they sniff it out, and Solomon's going to lose around two and most likely going to have to burn another Patriot timeout. It is now clock winding down inside of 50 seconds and to set up a third and 11, and actually maybe you just let it roll, because if you don't convert, you certainly don't want to give them back the ball with any time. Kind of double-edged sword there, if you will. A receiver to each side, Noel from the gun. Motion man left to right. Here's the fake handoff to Solomon. Pass right side, complete to Maynard, the 40, trying to sneak it back inside, and he is tackled inbounds and will pick up around three. So will they get a timeout? They will. 21 seconds to play in the half. We'll take a 30-second break and then a scoreboard update. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Whoops.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Hitchcock. Patriots trailing here 20-0, under a minute to play, 20 seconds, in fact, in the first half. Peer leading here on 14-0. Woolsey Westington up 12-0 on Britton Hecla. And Woodstock and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central leading Lee Deadwood 42-7. That one's nearing halftime. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Patriots going for it here on a fourth and about nine. They set up here at the 37-yard line of the Bulldogs. It'll be Noel from the gun. Flex, two wide each side. Solomon, lone man in the backfield. Back to pass is Noel. They set up Solomon. Pass over the middle is tipped twice and intercepted. Intercepted return on the 30, 35, and the 40. Nice stiff arm by Onbaugh as he returns it to nearly midfield. As the first interception of the night will go to Onbaugh, but he was certainly not the first guy to touch it. In fact, I think he was the third or maybe the fourth guy to touch it. As the return here will leave a little time on the board for DeSmet. And as I mentioned before, the absolute worst case scenario is giving DeSmet the football back with a chance to put up yet more points before the break. And well, they don't have a lot of time, and they do have a lot of field, but they've shown the ability for the big play tonight. They'll go first and 10, their own 48 after the turnover. 10 seconds to play, first half. Carlson, and we got a false start, and that will be the fifth penalty on DeSmet tonight. Five penalties, 40 yards total. As Hitchcock Tulare still is penalty-free on this evening, and I'll knock on some wood there for Coach Solomon and the boys as they will now defend a second, well, a first and 15. They'll be back now at their own 43, 44-yard line. It'll be Carlson from the gun. Same look, two receivers right, one left. As Carlson fakes the pass and now will roll out, and boy, he almost got intercepted. The pass is incomplete and will stop the clock, and so they'll get another shot here with 2.8 seconds to play in the half. That is the first incomplete pass for Carlson tonight. I've got him 6 of 7 with that touchdown and somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 yards. I'll add him up at the break, and I'll again remind you that my statistics are approximate. I keep them in game. I'm sure I miss a play here and there. I try to obviously never miss a scoring play or a big play, but they are kept while I call the game, so they are most likely kind of ballpark stats, pretty close, you know. A couple of receivers each side as Carlson and the Bulldogs will go for it here on a second and 15, last play before the half. You get a heave one down there. Carlson the fake, and now the hoist. Left side, and this one will fall incomplete. Is there a pass interference call? There is not. And that'll do it for the first half of play in Hitchcock. At the break, DeSmet 20, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. We send it back to the studios for a three-minute timeout. Back in 3 minutes with the halftime show on 1210 KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $52.50. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.